Ohio State welcoming in Tennessee for a college football playoff matchup. It means we got to go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline and welcome in Dylan Feltovich of Ohio State Buckeyes on SI. Dylan, how are we doing tonight?
I'm a little nervous. I'm kind of dreading tomorrow, but we're hanging in there.
I am probably right there with you. I feel the same dread. Have you been watching, prior to me talking to you right now, the Notre Dame-Indiana game?
Yeah, this is just atrocious right now. I mean, Curtis Rourke almost hit the ref on that one, trying to go quick, and then Jeremiah Love just rushing for 98 yards to the house. Crazy game, to say the least.
Yeah, this one is not looking like it's going to be one for the ages, to say the least, at least from the defensive side, or maybe from the defense. I don't know. Both sides are just showing absolute garbage right now. So here we go. This is college football playoff with the 12-team format. And what a great world we live in now.
Exactly.
All right. As it pertains to Ohio State, obviously Tennessee coming up tomorrow. I want to look at the bigger picture here with you for a second, though. Do you think the Buckeyes, after a bad loss to Michigan, not being in the Big Ten championship, still have a chance to win a national championship this year?
I think the one thing that I learned from this season is there is no guarantees with anyone at this point. I don't think it's completely out of the picture to say that they're still in contention to win it all, but it definitely means that they got to play their best, considering that their path is probably the hardest to get to the championship game. They are going to have to be playing some phenomenal football, and it's got to be clean. And I mean, especially when you're going up against Tennessee, and then you got Oregon and most likely Texas after that, just to get to the championship. That's a really tough road. But like I said, if they play perfect football, who knows at this point?
After coming off that week against Michigan, Dylan, should fans feel that they're going to bounce back? Like, clearly the game plan wasn't there, right, against Michigan. They fed it right in to the Wolverines' hands. I mean, ran the ball straight at a strong defensive front. I mean, I'll ask you about Tennessee here in a second, but I assume we agree the front seven there pretty good. Should we be scared that Ryan Day essentially still living in his own head about Michigan here with a big game coming up, and they might try to run back that style, or they actually go to the air a little bit?
I think they'll probably go to the air a little bit. Offensive coordinator Chip Kelly came out on Monday talking to the reporters saying that the coaches did not do a good job of putting guys in the right spot against Michigan. And they also said, too, that he needs to do a better job of getting all of his best playmakers the ball. And in that case, it's, you know, guys like Jeremiah Smith, Carnell Tate. And it's unfortunate to see how that kind of transpired. But what I think will happen most likely is they will probably learn from that. They will move on. But if they don't, then you're going to just get another repeat, because I do agree with you. That front seven for Tennessee is very solid. And I know we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But if you try to run out the same game plan that you did against Michigan, it ain't going to work. And I'm hoping that they do and they stick to their word of changing up the game plan. But I guess we'll see.
All right, so let's just get into Tennessee. What are the strengths on this team that Ohio State has to watch out for?
When you look at Tennessee, they're very similar to how Ohio State's kind of built. Both teams are rated top 10 in run defense. They do like to run the ball. Dylan Sampson, the running back for Tennessee, he's almost up to 1,500 yards on the year. And then Judkins and Henderson combined for almost 1,400 yards. And also, too, on top of that, they both struggle in the pass defense at times here and there. Obviously, we saw some good moments from the Ohio State defense, especially in the secondary. But there has been those moments where you're like, oh my gosh, like, this is going to ruin the season kind of thing. You saw it against Oregon. And then the same thing for Tennessee. They lost it there in that game as well when they went up against Georgia. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things where it's an even matchup in terms of play style is going to be similar. So whoever is going to be better throwing the football is most likely going to be the winner of the game.
All right, so let's stay with that for a second then. Nico Lamalieva, what is the breakdown on him?
I liked him coming out of high school. He was a highly touted recruit. obviously didn't play much last year just because of Joe Milton coming out. He's a pretty solid kid, but I think the one thing that is going to kind of hamper him going into this game is the fact that he does lack a little bit of experience. And obviously, you know, that's going to be the struggle no matter what happens. You got to get it over at some point. But I think the kid is very solid. He's shown flashes of being a very capable guy. But to be honest with you, I mean, it's going to be very tough to go into a college football playoff game, you're on the road, 20 degrees out, and you're going up against one of the best run defenses in the country. There's going to be a lot on his shoulder heading into Saturday.
Yeah, no doubt. Dylan Feltovich, Ohio State Buckeyes on SI with us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, Dylan, play with the idea. Ohio State wins this one. Should fans' confidence be fully back being able to take down a Tennessee team, or do you still need to see it against some higher-level competition?
I think it kind of has to depend on how the game goes. You know, if they squeak one out and we're seeing all the same repetitive mistakes that they have made throughout the season, I don't have much confidence in them at that point because, to be honest with you, there needs to be a lot of changes that need to be made. And if they run it back and they somehow squeak out a win and it looks dreadful, I definitely don't have confidence going up against the only undefeated team right now in the college football playoffs. So it depends if they actually go out, they show that they can throw the ball, they can stop any type of aerial attack from Tennessee. That would be the main indicator for me moving forward to gain my confidence.
How much confidence should Buckeyes fans have in Will Howard? It felt like he was picking it up right up until the Michigan game, and then obviously I would probably be willing to say that was his worst, if not second worst, behind Nebraska in terms of the way that he's played in a game this season. Where should Buckeyes fans feel with him going into this one?
Well, during the one thing that I do want to point out about the Michigan game and how Will Howard did play, I was there, and there was the one play where he did take that pretty nasty shot. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, somehow he came back onto the field after it. Knowing me, I probably wouldn't have even made it back on. But
well, you're not exactly built like Will Howard.
Exactly, yes. So, but that's one of the things that I kind of considered when everything was transpiring after the game and everyone was frustrated was, okay, well, was he really okay to be back out there? Was he his full 100%? And honestly, I don't know that for sure. No one's not going to really know that. And we got to be able to assess going forward, moving into this game, how is he going to be adjusting? How is he going to be able to command this offense? I think that there's now having, 3 weeks after that game to be able to rest, to reset, I think it's probably going to help him out a little bit. I'm still not 100% sold on him, but I think that we're probably going to see a little bit better of a Will Howard out there.
Obviously, the Buckeyes down Josh Simmons and Seth McLaughlin seemed like it proved to be a problem in the Michigan game. Going up against Tennessee, obviously similar strength on defense. How much of a concern is this offensive line actually going into this game? Like, was it a one-fit bout, they'll figure it out, or was it sort of a bigger looming issue here with their offensive line?
It's going to be an issue for the rest of the season. No matter how you look at it, it's just how it is now. With all the injuries that you've dealt with, and even before the season too, that was a main concern for Ohio State, was the offensive line. So now on top of that, you lose a bunch of guys like a Josh Simmons, like your star center. That really hampers it. However, I still think that there's an avenue where they could actually get it done on Saturday. And even if it's not the best offensive line play, you saw games like Penn State, for example. It wasn't pretty, but they got it done still, and they found ways to be able to do that. And I think one of the things that is going to be huge for Chip Kelly and Will Howard is you got to be able to move them out of the pocket, get them on some play actions, some bootlegs. You've seen him do pretty well in that, and even then just using him in the short game, because Tennessee has a lot of talented pass rushers. They got that James Pierce kid who is, he's got 7.5 sacks on the season. He's very good. It's going to be very tough if you, again, run it back with the Michigan mentality that you had and try to run it. Whereas if they just flip it, go and focus more on the quick passing, you will see a lot better of success on that offensive line.
Dylan, does the weather play a legitimate effect in this game, or is that something that maybe Buckeyes fans and college football fans all around are maybe over-proportionate?
Well, I think it plays a factor into my my status on going to the game, to be honest with you, because I don't want to be freezing there.
Mm.
But I, it does in a weird way, because here's the thing. Both teams, like I said before, they like to run the ball. It's really weird to see Tennessee become a team that's more focused on the run game, because they're known for spreading it out wide. Obviously, Cleveland Browns fans know that with all of the stuff that has transpired from that. But they like to spread it out wide. They like to throw the deep ball. And now they're more of a run-centric team. And obviously, Ohio State still likes to run the ball. We clearly saw that at Michigan. Now you're going to have to start to focus more on being able to pass the ball. And that's going to be very critical moving forward in this game, because, you know, you got two guys where there's some concerns with each of them, and you're going to be putting the game on their shoulders. It's going to have a huge factor on it. And I think you're not going to be able to see many explosive runs just because of how these two defenses are built. And now on top of that, too, you got 20-degree weather. It's going to be hard to push the ball down the field. It's going to most likely be a low-scoring game in that way. I think that's probably going to be a huge factor.
If it's going to stop you from potentially getting out there and watching the game in person, is there a fear that it also stops other Buckeyes fans? And maybe we could see a partial Tennessee takeover here.
I doubt it. I'm just a wimp. I'll admit it. Like, I just don't want to deal with it. I know that it seems, from what I can tell from the fan base, everyone seems pretty dedicated and willing to go. I know ticket prices are starting to drop too, which some fans are starting to get onto that as well. I think that it's still going to be a pretty nice turnout. I know fans are very excited about it. I am too. I just, you know, do not like being in the cold.
I don't blame you. Real quick, two questions to get you out. Your favorite to win the national championship this year, who do you got?
This one's tough. It's going to sound basic, but I think it's Oregon. They're the team right now that has shown me that they don't have a glaring, I guess you could say, mishap in their team that we kind of saw throughout the course of the season. You know, they played perfect football. It's not amazing or elite in any way, but it's good enough, and it won you every single game in the regular season, and it won the Big Ten championship. I think that they're probably going to win it. But like I said before, it's a toss-up. It's really a toss-up for this year.
And to get you out of here, Dylan, prediction, Ohio State-Tennessee, who takes it? What's the score?
Ohio State 21, Tennessee 17.
All right. I like it. Dylan, appreciate you joining us, man. Happy holidays to you and yours, and we'll talk soon. All right, bud?
Thanks. Have a good one, Jake.